Breakthrough.
You are now listening to Breakthrough News. It's 5 p.m. You're listening to Breakthrough News, and this is the Punch Out. And that was the sound of protesters saying, Jovenel is finished. Jovenel is finished. That was a part of the large, massive, really, Constitution Day protest taking place here in Haiti. Hard to make any real hard and fast estimates of how many people were out. I think at least 100,000. But, you know, it was a very interesting situation because people were gathering in various parts of the Port-au-Prince and just the general Port-au-Prince area, and then coming from different directions and converging on something that's called the Crossroads of Resistance. So there was really almost two or three different marches. They were converging, diverging, coming back together again, moving around. But certainly there were many tens of thousands of people, and I would say perhaps 100,000 people. But Jovenel is finished was the chant you heard. And that really was the purpose and the sentiment of these Constitution Day marches. Now, of course, Jovenel Moïse, so-called president, really dictator, has overstayed his term as determined by the Constitution and has also made many other violations of the Constitution or just treated many of the elements of the Constitution, like, say, the right to housing, as a dead letter. So the protests were people coming out to say they want his regime gone. But in addition to wanting his regime gone, there was a very strong critique of U.S. foreign policy.
Haiti is not for sale. Jovenel is a dictator. People are dying. You cannot eat like Joe Biden does. In Haiti, Jovenel is finished. Jovenel is finished. And we say revolution, revolution, revolution.
Almost every person we had the opportunity to talk to, many people who were holding signs, some in English, just the general vibe and tone, really, quite frankly, similar to almost every place we've been in Haiti in this entire trip here, our Breakthrough News team, was that the only reason Moïse is able to maintain his power, maintain his hold on the country, is his support from the United States. And it's really ironclad support from the United States. And also, we've now seen from the United Nations and also from the Organization of American States. And it's important for people to really understand these statements, because if you go look, you'll see that the U.S. will put out some critical statements about what is happening in Haiti, the OAS and the UN too, expressing their great concern, demanding that certain things be addressed. But the crux of the matter always becomes, in all of the statements by all of these individuals, certainly the United States, is that there need to be elections and that they are urging Moïse to hold elections. But as the crowd who has been out really for weeks now and months now in the streets of Haiti and all over popular organizations we've been talking to have been stressing to us, there are no legitimate elections under Moïse. And in fact, his entire push for a constitutional referendum in June and elections later in the year, perhaps in September, are clearly designed to short circuit any real democratic solution here and to establish a status quo that is favorable to the PHTK party, the ruling party governed by Moïse, and really by changing the constitution to change the laws to govern his sort of his dictatorial style of rule. So, you know, you see the United States, you see the OAS, you see the UN expressing some level of concern, but it's not real concern. It's just a cover because they know that the thuggery of Moïse and his government, the deep neoliberal nature where food insecurity is massive, unemployment is massive. Even if you're working, the conditions are extremely exploitative. They know that it looks terrible to be supporting that, and they don't want the people listening to this podcast, quite frankly, to know what's really happening in Haiti. So really, the spirit of the demonstrations is very simple, that Moïse must go, that the U.S. and other nations that are supporting him must stop supporting him. And the spirit was powerful in ways that are you know, hard to capture. And of course, you can go to at BT Newsroom across all your social media platforms and see what we were sharing. We saw people of all ages. I'm talking about kids that looked to be about 5 and senior citizens that looked to be in their 80s who were out marching in the extreme heat. We saw people from almost every social sector, churches, political parties, socialist organizations, trade unions, just individuals coming off the street on their own power. So the breadth and the depth of the entire Haitian population was very clear in the streets in these mass protests. And that in and of itself really gives you a sense of the critique that they're making, that it's really only the U.S. that holds up Moyes, because you can see it really is just about every sector of society saying he should go. And people are extremely militant, extremely ready to struggle, and going to continue to push on. I can say for absolute certain, it seems clear that there will be no real let up in the protest until Moyes is gone. People seem very, very determined. And as for the status of the security forces, the police were certainly there. They were obvious, but not necessarily there overwhelmingly. But I will note that they had assault rifles, obviously armed with live rounds. You know, they're wearing ski masks over their face, so they're trying to be as intimidating as possible. But I have to say, I think that it really didn't seem like much of a match for the forces that were there on the street. And, you know, guns or not, the huge mass of people, their militancy was and steadfastness was just very impressive. And you get the sense, again, just going back to that critique, that yes, there are some, you know, thuggish forces behind Moyes. Yes, he has some elements of the police who are with him and they are well armed, but that their real power is the support from abroad, not the support they have here in the country. So please go to at BT Newsroom across all your social media platforms and see what was happening in these mass demonstrations and everything else around the country that is happening that we've been able to bring you here during our special reporting in Haiti. And if you have the means, please go to patreon.com/breakthroughnews. That's patreon.com/breakthroughnews and become a patron. We are brought to you by you. We are crowdfunded. We need your support to continue to bring you amazing reporting like what we've been able to bring you here on the ground in Haiti. And I say amazing not because of what we've done, but because of the Haitian people and the spirit of struggle that they are showing and will continue to show well beyond, I think, this Constitution Day until Moyes falls. But again, just to really emphasize the message that we were getting, and a lot of people were coming up to us in the street wanting to talk. When people saw we had a camera, people were asking, where are you from? And when we said the United States, many, many people wanted to talk to us. They wanted to come up to us. They want American people to hear what they have to say, which is they don't have any beef with the American people. And in fact, you know, we saw many, many signs that had the faces of American politicians and other figures who have made statements against Moyes. So people are very eager for there to be a strong link between the American people and the Haitian people, but they want it to be a real link based on solidarity, not based on exploitation. And they want people in America to know that they have to push the Biden regime and Congress to do something about the position of support for Jovenel Moïse. So we will continue to bring you reporting here on the ground in Haiti on our special editions of The Punch Out from Breakthrough News.